WGH Radio.
Well, a very good wintry Tuesday afternoon to you fine folks. Adam Lepp here with the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza. So glad that you could join me today for some outstanding broadcasting. About 13 minutes after the hour of 2, Eastern Standard Time, here in the great city of Marion. If you are a Facebook friend or follower of mine, that's good, because I'm a pretty friendly guy, and it's fun to follow a person like myself. You will see me doing a live video. You can watch me doing this show. See, I'm unzipping my coat right now because it's rather toasty in this studio on South Prospect in Marion, Ohio. Doing the show, talking with you, taking your phone calls, and otherwise having a lot of fun here on what we call the airwaves. If you are in or around Marion, that's wonderful. You can listen the old-fashioned way, which actually is my favorite way to listen. 107.1 megahertz frequency modulation, or just called FM, on your radio dial. If you are not in or around Marion, Ohio, that's okay. We have listeners all over the place. In Columbus, Dayton, Southern Ohio, Arizona, even Australia. Just go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and you will see a Listen Now button where you can listen now. And we encourage you to listen now, tomorrow, next week, anytime you wish, because this is radio that your eardrums and your brain cells will profusely thank you for partaking in. Now, on this program, we talk today's top and trendy technology topics, so if you have a question about your computer, maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, maybe your printer is only printing gibberish, maybe your Apple computer is bad to the core, and last but not least, maybe your server is serving you headaches, but no data. You know, I'm here to rescue you. And not only that, if you ask me a question, you won't have to slide your credit card through the phone. I provide free support. How about them, Apple? So, if you have a question about your technology, or you want to talk about technology, maybe ask my opinion about Windows 11, the latest iPhone, the latest Android, or what have you, give me a ring, 740-383-WWGH. Drum roll, please. That was more like a lip roll, but that's okay. We're going to give away an excellent prize between now and 3. You may have heard of a new restaurant in downtown Marion, Cars Motown Coney Island, located at 142 North Main Street, on the northern side of downtown Marion. If you would like to win a $30 gift card from Cars Motown Coney Island, you're a smart person, because the food is quite tasty, to say the least. In fact, I dined there right before the show. So that's why there's a smile on my face, because, as they say, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. We're going to try a couple different ways of giving away this prize. What I prefer to do is play Stump the DJ. As you've probably heard me boast about on my program and on Scott's program, I am a walking encyclopedia of music between 73 and 87. So, what I'd like you to do, what I challenge you to do, if you would like to win a $30 gift card from Cars Motown Coney Island, which is good through January 31st, is sing a few bars of a song from 73 to 87. Challenge me to sing a song, a few bars from 73 to 87. Ask me about a band, who plays a certain instrument, an album, etc. Pick a music trivia question, and if I'm quite the big shot and big mouth that I claim to be, because, you know, they do call me Windpipe around the station, and I actually do enjoy that nickname. If you can stump me, this gift card will be yours. And not only that, if you live, let's say, within a couple miles of the studio, I will personally deliver that gift card to you today. How about that? That's how we treat our listeners, because we love you folks so much. So go ahead and try to stump me. And if you can, that's great, because your stomach will certainly thank you. The phone number is 740-383-9944. Coming up at about 15 minutes after 4, we have Linda Sims with the Linda Sims radio program. And she joins you Monday and Tuesday between 4:15 and 5 p.m. today and every week, just like she did yesterday. If you ever miss a program on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, that's okay. We won't send you a ticket, or we won't fine you. We won't even get upset, because we understand that you can't possibly spend 24 hours a day listening to this station. You can go to our website. The website is curated, hosted, programmed, and in general maintained by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. Go to the show archives section, and you can listen to any of thousands of shows that we broadcast since I joined the station in early 2016. And whenever you listen to a show on this radio station, you will certainly come away smarter and more entertained and more enlightened than you were before you started listening. Also, earlier today, Scott Spears, whom I call the interviewer to the stars, he talked with Tracy Kinsler from the Marion Health Department and also spoke with Minister and Council Member Brett Cornelius. And like all of his programs, all the hundreds and hundreds of programs that he has broadcast since I joined the station in early 2016, those programs are available for on-demand listening at our website, WWGH1071.com. Just go to the Scott Spears section. Again, if you'd like to win a $30 gift card from Cars Motown Coney Island in downtown Marion, that's a place where your taste buds and stomach will certainly appreciate you. Feel free to stump me with a music trivia question from between 1973 and 1987. You can also ask me a question about a TV show from the 70s or the 80s. Let's see if I'm really as smart and as well-informed as I claim to be. Or if you have a technology question or you want to talk about politics, maybe you'd like to talk about masks or restrictions or vaccinations, that's always a fun and controversial area of discussion. We can also discuss sports. How about them Bengals? It's been 31 years since they won a playoff game. For goodness sakes, Joe Burrow was looking quite good, as was the rest of the team. And they were victorious. Perhaps the Bengals and the Rams will be the Super Bowl contenders. Not quite sure yet who will be meeting in that contest. But something tells me the Bengals might be making a Super Bowl appearance. And if they do, there's going to be a lot of excited people in the Buckeye State. So we wish them well in their quest to break this drought. As 2021 winds down, it's time for cybersecurity experts to toss their runes and forecast what's in store for consumers and practitioners in 2022. Cybercriminals will move from identity theft to identity fraud, predicted the Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego. Now, the bad guys are accumulating personal identifying information, but they're not using it to target consumers as much as they used to. Rather, they are using it in credential attacks on businesses. The increase in fraud will lead to another development later this year. Consumers withdrawing from certain kinds of online activity because of the risk that you might end up doing something that you regret. The continued improvement in ease and quality of phishing attacks will force some consumers to rethink online purchases and change communication habits for fear of falling prey to perfectly spoofed emails, as well as websites or text messages. And that comes from the Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego. They said some people are likely to disengage entirely from emails because they believe the risk is too great. That could lead to a return of, quote, old school communications like telephone and postal mail. They also predicted that malware will level off as a root cause of data breaches in the coming year, and re-victimization rates will grow. Ransomware may catch up or surpass phishing-related breaches as the number one cause of data breaches, while supply chain attacks will pass malware as the third most common root cause of data breaches. Consumers victimized by online fraudsters multiple times grew last year, and no surprise, it is expected to grow again in 2022. Single incidents that target multiple organizations or individuals will impact greater numbers of victims across communities and geographic areas. Social media account takeover, in particular, will leverage the followers and individual networks to create new chains of victims. Another attractive area for digital bandits in the coming year will be cryptocurrency scams. And you might have received some emails claiming to make you rich on Bitcoin or other types of cryptocurrency. And of course, as my mama always said, if it looks too good to be true, it more than likely is. And that revelation, saying in a bit sarcastic fashion, is from Lookout, a San Francisco-based provider of mobile phishing solutions. It cited the Federal Trade Commission numbers that showed from October 20 to May of last year, consumers reported losing, check this out folks, $80 million in cryptocurrency investment scams, with a median loss of 1,900. Now that's 12 times the number of reports from the previous year. They explained that as cryptocurrency accounts are not government insured like U.S. dollars and cryptocurrency payments are not reversible, the risk to consumers is very high. With people adopting crypto at great speed, scams will continue to grow in sophistication, as well as prevalence and value, as the bad guys work to trick people into giving away their currency. So again, if you have Bitcoin or some other form of crypto, don't let it escape you with some fly-by-night, get-rich-quick scheme. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Adam here on The Talking Place, the Adam the Computer Guy radio extravaganza, talking today's top and trendy technology topics and taking your telephone calls, 740-383-9944. And again, I'm giving away a $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island on North Main Street in downtown Marion. All you have to do, of course, this isn't necessarily easy, but it certainly is fun, is successfully play Stump the DJ. Ask me a question about a song, musical act, instrumentalist, album, etc., from between 1973 and 1987. And if you can successfully stump me, this gift card will be yours. Not only that, I can personally deliver it to you if you live within a couple miles or so from our studio. How's that for being a nice guy? That's how we roll here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. We were talking about different online scams, fraudulent activities targeted at consumers and businesses to essentially steal your money and crypto and other stuff by the assortment of bad guys that attempt to do that. Not surprisingly, in 2022, it has become and will continue to become more prevalent. The greater use of home networks as infrastructure for hackers is also an issue. And we'll get to that after we take a telephone call. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program.
Well, glad to hear you, Adam. I was just wondering, whereabouts on North Main Street is this so-called place you're going to get the gift certificate for $30 that if you get stumped? What is the location? That's kind of new to me, Adam.
Yes, it's 142 North Main Street.
Now, you tell me a little bit more specific. Is that right up close to the Stewart's Root Beer stand?
I know they have been other businesses in the past, But again, I don't know specifically what business they were previously.
They were a business previously. I thought maybe this was the name because I've never heard that name before, and I thought maybe that you might have bought out the Stewart Root Beer stand.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't own that piece of real estate, but it would be kind of nice if I did. But, you know, unfortunately, taxes to Uncle Sam and general day-to-day expenses prohibit my ability from buying up the entire city. But you know what? I would kind of like to do that. That's a good thought. And I appreciate that you think so highly of my finances and business acumen that you would even think that. So I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I know that you're very good on the talented part of knowing your music and stuff, and you play guitar. But if I'm not able to stump you, I'd like to go up there and maybe get me one of those conies today. Is it open today?
Yes, I actually dined there before I came here, and that's why I look so happy, because when Adam eats delicious food, Adam becomes a very happy boy.
Well, I can't see you if you're happy or sad, but you sound kind of excited about it. And
Yes, they're open, I believe, through early evening. I don't know the exact hours, but they're definitely open now. If you want to please stump the DJ...
That be on the east or west side?
It would be east because I was coming from the south and it was on the right. Yeah, and there's plenty of on-street parking.
Okay. Well, if I don't stump you today, well, I'll sure go up there and see if they're open.
Yes, and just ask for Marcus, the owner, and let him know that Adam at the radio station sent you.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds like an invitation that if you mention your name, you might receive some food or drink free, huh?
It's quite possible they might give me a free glass of water or something. You know,
water? I just wondered if they had a frosty beer on hand.
Right. One of my fellow head honchos here at the station, Mr. Terry Tackett, who's a walking encyclopedia of Marion history, informs me that it previously was the Courtyard Pub. Is that correct, Terry? Yes, the Courtyard Pub. Or Weller's.
Say that again?
It was previously the Courtyard Pub.
Okay, now I got you. You're right there, just right there where you can almost touch the courthouse, yes.
It's very close, yes, because actually today I went and paid my real estate taxes, and it was about a two-block walk. You know, one great thing about Marion, Teddy, is that I don't think that they believe in parking meters. I've never seen a place where you have to pay for parking in Marion. That's quite cool. A city this big, you know, Marion has 36,000 people, and there are cities with a tenth as much people that have parking meters. And it's just great that you can go downtown, you can safely and easily park almost anywhere. You'll never be more than half a block from your destination. And that is one thing about Marion. And I brought this up before. Me and Kai Mead have discussed this. That is one of the best things about Marion. And I think anybody would agree. You don't hear a lot about that. But there is lots of parking.
Of parking. And you know, Weller's there. They had one of the best veal sandwiches around because I've eaten about all those places around there. And that was an old-time favorite, yeah. And, you know, free parking, you say, that's fantastic in Marion?
I would say for a city of 36,000 people, I can think of cities or villages because in Ohio, 5,000 people is a city, but you have to actually change your official status with the state.
You know, they had people to go around on a three-wheeled police scooter with a stick and a piece of chalk, and then they'd chalk your rear tire. Then they go around again, and if it was only so many half-hour parking, then they just slap a ticket on
it. Mean,
used to have meters all the time. I got one here on my property from downtown Marion. I got it at a sale through the police department up there. I went up there one time, and they had a sale a few years back, and I was able to purchase a parking meter. I get a lot of compliments about that parking meter. They said, "Hey, Ted, is that still working?" I said, "Well, sure." I said, "If you got a quarter in your pocket," people haven't got too much change in their pocket. But this person said, "Yeah." And no, he said, "I haven't got any, Ted." Wait a minute, he hollered at his wife. He said, "Hey, Mary, give me a quarter." And he stuck it in there, and it went click, and the went up, and went off and expired, and he gave you 30 minutes. And he said, "Hey, Ted, what are you going to do with the quarter? I said, you put it in there. I said, you're parking there. I said, it's just like it used to be. That's just the standard procedure here in Marion. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember when they had the parking meters and the meter maids, they called them, and everything like that in Marion. So does Terry Tackett. He's been around long enough to know that. Hey, it's been nice. I'm going to honk the show.
Question for you, Teddy, while I had you on the phone. Yeah, most of the meters are the free spaces are 2 hours, but I'm not sure if they chalk the tires. I mean, generally, if you're going to go out to eat or go to a government building, 2 hours is sufficient. But
well, they have got meters here yet with 2 hours on.
Yeah, I mean, just the spaces. I mean, you would know because you know the area so well. Are there any parking meters in Marion?
Oh, I don't know the area so well. I used to, but I don't travel those routes right there downtown Marion. We go to the post office. That's South Marion on Barks Road, and then we got the Kroger's down there. We got banks down there, and we got the gas stations. I did mention gas, not electric stations yet, but gas stations. I call them still gas stations, filling stations. That was an old thing. That's where you filled up, and sometimes they call the certain bars a filling station or a.
Right, there's actually a bar in Northwest Columbus called the Filling Station because it's right next to a gas station.
And you talked when you first come on the air about Sheetz, and I got familiar with Sheetz. I got a card for Sheetz, but you don't hear that word mentioned at all on the radio up here, but you did the other day, so I picked up on that.
Chris. I think Marion could use a Sheetz.
Well, I know there's hundreds and hundreds of people in Marion knows about Sheetz. But
yeah, there's.
You just don't hear it publicized or see it advertised. But yeah, maybe they'll bring one up here. You still cater to the Sheetz and get your drinks and something to snack on there. I was in the facility. It's a beautiful big facility. It's first class. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's not sure if it wants to be a McDonald's or be a Speedway. It's kind of between the two, isn't it?
Yeah.
But,
Adam.
My question, Teddy, is...
What did you think of the snow between here and Columbus?
Well, I got about 4 inches, and I was I was shoveling at the station before I got on the air. It kind of puts me in a nice athletic
mood. But all the roads are clear, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. 423, not a snowflake. They did a really good job.
I heard about that first conversation about the person there that was on with Scott this morning about, what was it, the... Cornelius, and they were supposed to have a meeting or something, and there was maybe an attorney or somebody from Athens, and he isn't going to be able to make it up here tonight or something like that.
Yeah, Athens got about 10 inches. They had a level 3 for a bit, so it was quite flaky,
to say the least. Yeah, but we're talking about State Highway, that 33, man. That's a boomer. You know what I mean?
So, Teddy, you came by the studio last Friday when... I think it was last Friday, right? Time flies when I was on the air. You know, you always get a picture of what somebody looks like from the voice. Do I look like I sound? Am I older, younger?
You
must have had an impression, and I never really asked you, but now I'm kind of curious, because you and Scott were talking about it a little bit, so I'm just going to ask you flat out.
I'm amazed at your voice. You got a deep voice, so you could sing bass in any quartet or anything like that, right? You sing much?
I sing mostly for comedy purposes. I don't think my voice is that deep, but, you know, I can kind of...
Yeah, it is on the radio. It is, and like I say, you don't know until you see it, and that's what I first thing, your voice and with your body, that you've got a strong voice and a strong body. You just seem like you'd be a bigger man than you are right now. You know, I don't know what your height weighs. You're sitting down, and you're on a monitor there with... Facebook or something like that, but looked like he's enjoying yourself. I said, that guy's got a good thing. I said, he's smiling and everything, and he was really enjoying it. So you're like Scott Spears. You guys enjoy your profession, and I have more power to you, and congratulations on trying to stump somebody today. We'll see how you do.
Let's hope we have a music buff aficionado guru who can actually stump Adam, because that is not an easy thing. Well, thanks for calling, Teddy. Have a good day.
Well, you're getting some outdoor and some hunting and fishing things, and you make that offer to me, and I'll put one up against you.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind.
Bye.
But, okay, well, have a good day, Teddy. Thanks for calling.
Same to you.
Adam here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, where we are accepting your telephone calls. You can just talk about life here in the great Mid-Ohio area, or you can try to stump the DJ. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam, the Computer Guy, Radio Extravaganza.
Yeah, Adam, you know, on TV you hear a lot about this home title. They try to take your title to your home. How prevalent is that?
Well, that's not something that I can say I know too much about, and it's you can't just take someone's title. You would obviously have to be a mortgage company, and a mortgage can be through a individual or LLC, not just a big bank. And foreclose, you can't just steal a title. I mean, a title is kept at the courthouse, like the title for property in Marion County.
The way they're saying that there's just people out there that are doing that, and there's companies that are wanting to sell you protection against your home title, you see?
Yeah, I personally think that that's a waste of money. Taking a look at the definition online, home title theft is when title to a property is obtained illegally without an owner's consent. Now, you can try to take someone's title, but then it has to be notarized, of course, the deed, and you have to pay the transfer fees, and it has to be filed at the courthouse. And there's just no way, except in a very incompetent government situation, where that's feasible. Now, in my opinion, the selling of insurance for that is just a get-rich-quick scheme, and there's no reason to have that. I mean, there is title insurance, and that's when there's a claim to the title, like there's a lien, which you may not have been aware of, but you're talking about someone actually stealing the title.
And yeah, they pose as, first of all, they get identification in your name, and then...
Yeah, it would be identity theft, and...
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, that's possible, because if you assume someone's identity, which, of course, you're doing illegally...
I think it would be more possible if you didn't have a loan against the house.
Right, if there's a lien, that does change the scenario quite a bit. But
right.
If someone steals your identity, that means a person could steal anything from your property, bank accounts, your business records, even criminal record if you have one.
But if you have a big mortgage on it, you know, they can't cancel that mortgage out.
Well, that they can't. I mean, you pay your mortgage or you get subject to foreclosure, and before that you pay late fees. So sometimes these companies will prey to people with scare tactics. They will prey to people's insecurities, what they see online, and I just don't see that as something people should really spend their money on. There is identity theft protection, and you know, I have mixed feelings about that. The best protection is just use common sense and don't put yourself in a situation where you can suffer identity theft. It's a lot like your own health. Stay healthy.
Yep.
And it just works wonders. And again, laws of averages say that there are going to be some differences in what ends up occurring. But if you just go ahead and conduct yourself in a manner that's conducive to good health, conduct your finances in a secure, mature fashion, it's unlikely to be you that will suffer. But you know, every day you wake up and you're healthy and happy is a blessing. As I've said, I think in the last couple of years, we've all come to realize that a lot more. But, you know, identity theft insurance, I have kind of a mixed feelings about it, but I wouldn't lose any sleep over title theft. That would be my conclusion.
Well, I'm not. I just think, to me, I thought that was, you know, unnecessary too, but I just wanted to see what you thought about it.
Oh, no, I think we agree. I mean, it's like the salesman saying that someone's house was broken into. Of course, it might have been a house three blocks away, so you got to buy a security system. Well, you should have a security system anyway. For one thing, it protects against fire. If there's a medical emergency, you can press a button to summon an ambulance. So it does many, many things, and it's always good to have. And it's unfortunate if there was a break-in in your neighborhood. But that isn't really the time to go ahead and make a rash decision. And I think these companies, they do prey on people's paranoia and maybe just reading too much and over-dramatizing.
Okay, thanks, Adam. No, I just wonder what you thought of.
Thanks for the call. It's always appreciated. Have a great day.
Same to you.
Adam here on The Talking Place, taking your calls, asking for your opinions, and of course you can ask for my opinion on the topic of your choice. It is real estate tax time. It is coming up to income tax time. January is the month that the income tax season kicks into full swing, so certainly financial questions like the ones that the last gentleman asked are very relevant and very timely. Also, if you'd like to win a $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island on North Main Street in Marion, Ohio, you can play Stump the DJ, because I claim to be such an expert on music and TV from the 70s and the 80s. Ask me to sing a few bars of a tune from that period, especially 73 to 87. Sing a few bars yourself and ask me the title and the artist. Ask me about someone who plays a certain instrument, an album, etc. See if I'm really the hotshot wise guy that I claim to be. Also, any TV show from the 70s or 80s, I pretty much know all of them. And that would be nighttime network programs. Not soap operas or morning programs, but primetime comedies or comedy dramas. That's kind of where I have my knowledge base at. Almost a quarter of three here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. We were discussing security risks with technology, more people working at home, people with smartphones that they're on 24/7. Not surprisingly, here in 2022, the greater use of home networks will provide more opportunities for hackers. And that comes from Ilya Sotnikov, VP for User Experience and Security Strategist at Netrix in California. They're a maker of visibility and governance platforms for cloud environments. He said a home network is much easier to infect with malicious software than a professionally secured enterprise IT environment. With processing power and bandwidth connectivity and residences increasing, home networks will become more attractive to the bad actors. For example, by infecting many devices, they will be able to change IP addresses or even domain names dynamically during malware campaigns, thwarting common defenses like IP blocking and DNS filtering. Sotnikov also predicted that there would be more attacks on managed service providers. Attackers have seized upon a very effective strategy for getting access to large organizations through the relatively weaker IT infrastructures that provide them with services. Accordingly, managed service providers will need to increase both the breadth and depth of their security measures. So again, as we were kind of talking about with the previous caller, beware of any attempt to steal your identity. And identity theft could result in not only large financial losses and an embarrassing situation, but a loss of your property, even possibly the title to your home or vehicle. Again, that's not common, because normally identity theft doesn't quite go that far. But just be careful out there. There's a lot of bad guys out there preying on people and preying on their insecurities. And as my mama always said, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, reminding you that the Marion County Park District has all kinds of great stuff for you, even though it's the middle of winter. This Thursday, the 20th, at 4 p.m., at the trailhead of the Tall Grass Trail, is the Looking for Bird's Nest program. Let's explore the trail and find some of our feathery friends' nests that they left behind. Kind of hard to say. Find some of our feathery friends' nests. That's this Thursday, the 20th, at 4 p.m. at the Tall Grass Trail at the trailhead. Next Thursday, the 27th, at 4 p.m., also at the trailhead of the Tall Grass Trail, is the Winter Wildlife Tracking. come on out and identify some of the different types of tracks that wildlife make. Now, of course, sometimes the weather does not cooperate with these programs. Cold or a little bit of snow, a little bit of wind doesn't scare them, but sometimes it gets a little bit more than a little bit. So if the programs are canceled due to weather or other circumstances, please check out their Facebook page, the Marion County Park District and the Marion Tallgrass Trail. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. This is the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, inviting you to stump the DJ. See if you can ask me to answer a music trivia question from between 1973 and 1987. And if you can successfully do that, you will be the proud winner of a $30 gift card from Cars Motown Coney Island, located at 142 North Main Street in Marion. We talk a lot about artificial intelligence, and is artificial intelligence sometimes more intelligent than real intelligence from human beings like you and me? Well, bias in artificial intelligence systems can result in significant losses to companies. More than 1 in 3 companies, 36%, revealed that they had suffered losses due to artificial intelligence bias in one or several algorithms. And that was a survey conducted of over 350 U.S. and U.K. technologists. Of the companies damaged by artificial intelligence or AI bias, more than half lost revenue or customers, while 43% and over a third incurred legal fees from litigation. According to the research, which was conducted in collaboration with the World Economic Forum and global academic leaders, biased artificial intelligence can affect revenues in a number of ways. And that comes from Kay Firth Butterfield, head of artificial intelligence and machine learning, and a member of the executive committee of the World Economic Forum, an international non-governmental and lobbying organization based in Switzerland. She said, if you pick the wrong person through a biased human resources algorithm, that could affect revenues. If you're lending money and you have a biased algorithm, you won't be able to grow your business because you'll always be lending to a small subset of people you've always been lending money to. Participants in the survey also revealed that algorithms used by their organizations inadvertently contributed to bias against people by gender, 34%, age, 32%, race, 29%, sexual orientation, 19%, and religion, 18%. So you think that this artificial intelligence is very smart, and many times it's smarter than a lot of people. The problem is it's got an issue with prejudice and bias based upon someone's demographic. AI, or artificial intelligence-based discrimination, even if it's not intentional, can have dire regulatory, reputational, and revenue impacts. While most organizations embrace fairness in artificial intelligence as a principle, putting the processes in place to practice it consistently is challenging. There are multiple criteria for evaluating the fairness of artificial intelligence systems, and determining the right approach depends on the use case and its societal context. Matthew Feeney is director of the Project on Emerging Technologies at the Cato Institute in Washington, D.C. He said that artificial intelligence bias is complicated, but the bias that a lot of people attribute to artificial intelligence systems is a product of the data used to train the system. He said one of the most prominent uses of artificial intelligence in the news these days is facial recognition. There has been widespread documentation of racial bias in facial recognition. Now that's a fascinating subject, is the fact that a facial recognition might indicate someone is Asian or black or white or male or female. How does that bias what this fancy-dancy computer behind the artificial intelligence is thinking. Again, that's artificially thinking because computers don't really think. They just perform repetitive tasks, but it's like they're thinking. And what is the bias? It's a fascinating subject. The systems are much less reliable, and when seeking to identify black people, that happens when a system is trained with photos that don't represent enough people from a particular racial group, or photos of that group are not of good quality. So what do? You show people of different ancestries, again, Italian people, Greek people, Irish people, black people, mixed race people, Asian people? What do? How do you train that computer to know the differences in what people look like as a function of their race? And how do you make it so they're not biased? Interesting topic, to say the least. Now, it's not caused necessarily by any bad intent on the part of engineers and designers, but is a product of the data used to train the system. So again, how do you train these fancy-dancy artificial intelligence computers? How do they differentiate between a race or someone who's mixed race? People who create algorithms bring their own biases to the creation of those algorithms, according to the experts. If an algorithm is being created by a 30-year-old man who is white, the biases that he brings are likely to be different from a 30-year-old woman who is black. And that makes a lot of sense. So the people that are behind the algorithms, the programmers, the people involved in these test studies, that's very important. Daniel Castro is the VP of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation in Washington, D.C. He maintains that people play fast and loose with the term AI bias, or again, artificial intelligence bias. He said, "I would define AI bias as a consistent error in accuracy for an algorithm, that is, a difference between an estimate and its true value. Most companies have strong market incentives to eliminate bias in AI systems because they want their algorithms to be accurate. For example, if the algorithm is incorrectly recommending the optimal product to a shopper, then the company is leaving money on the table for a competitor." He said there are also reputational reasons that companies want to eliminate AI bias, as their products or services may be seen as subpar. He explained that sometimes market forces to eliminate bias are ineffective. For example, if a government agency uses an algorithm to estimate property value for tax purposes, there may not be a good market mechanism to correct bias. In these cases, the government should provide alternative oversight, such as through transparency measures. But sometimes people refer to artificial intelligence bias when they really just mean discrimination. If a landlord discriminates against certain tenants, we should enforce existing anti-discrimination laws, whether the landlord uses an algorithm or a human to discriminate against others. Now, the survey that we talked about earlier, which indicated that there is bias, there's prejudice, when a computer, when artificial intelligence, looks at things as a function of race or some other demographic. 8 of 10 people surveyed, these were technology experts, said government regulation could be helped in two areas, defining and preventing bias. So again, what exactly is this bias? However, nearly half of those surveyed admitted that they were worried regulation could increase the cost of doing business. Again, we balance regulation, which is necessary, versus the cost of instituting this. In addition, 32% of the respondents expressed concern that without regulation, certain groups of people could be hurt. He said, "You're seeing a lot of calls for that sort of thing, but artificial intelligence is just too broad when it comes to regulation. You're talking about facial recognition, driverless cars, military applications, and many others." Obviously, throughout 2022, there will be a lot of talk about regulating artificial intelligence. not surprising, especially as we go into a somewhat virtual society. And how serious of an issue is this discrimination? Something I think we need to ponder. As you know, computers, and they may seem error-free, but they kind of ironically are subject to the same kinds of issues that a human being is. We want to be unbiased. And not only is that important, but I think the methodology and the science behind that, solving that issue, because I think it is potentially serious, is fascinating. But that's the kind of stuff that we talk about here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, technology at your home and office, and fancy-dancy stuff like your autonomous vehicles, drones, artificial intelligence, etc. Adam here on The Talking Place, wrapping up another Tuesday adventure into today's top and trendy technology topics. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you for calling. We do get together every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:15 and 3 p.m. to perform this radio program. Good afternoon. You're on The Talking Place, WWGH.
Hey, Adam, I'm back at you.
Back again. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I had an experience. What time do you sign off?
I got about 1 minute, but we can go over. It's okay.
Oh, no. I'll catch you next time you're on. What day are you on next time?
Possibly Thursday and possibly Monday.
Okay, I'll catch up with you then, Adam.
That's fine. I'll be here. Thanks for calling. Adam here on The Talking Place again. Never too late to ring me up. The number is 740-383-WWGH. Don't touch that dial, because at about 4:15 p.m., the lovely Linda Sims, a Marion Broadcasting mainstay, will be sitting in this very chair behind this very microphone, like she does every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 4:15 p.m. and 5, and tomorrow between 4:15 and 5. It is Mr. Nate Redmond with his radio program, this and every Wednesday, 4:15 to 5. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
The place is www.